This is Bonnie Gillespie, and this is a special edition of The Work. Probably one of my least favorite things that I see happen, oh, but it happens all the time, are the asshole questions that the press or the public will ask, the fans will ask of the actors they're so crazy about. You know, I'll never forget, I was actually at a taping of Friends back in the day, and, you know, Matthew Perry and other members of the cast were doing, you know, a little chit-chat with the audience between setups, because there was a pretty sophisticated setup they were doing at the time. And so, of course, audience members were encouraged to throw out questions and whatnot. And one of the audience members throws out to Matthew Perry, "Hey, what happened to your missing finger?" And so it's like, here's a guy who lost the tip of one of his fingers when he was in kindergarten. And, you know, at this age, he continues to be asked about it by some jackass who thinks he's being clever and couldn't Google and find out the answer. And why is this your question? I saw Sarah Jessica Parker on Watch What Happens Live, and a caller actually called in and asked, "Did you get to keep the mole they cut off your face?" I mean, the questions are just insane. The level of rude is just astounding. If you are hired to play a role in which you're going to have to do an accent other than your native one, be ready in every interview, every junket experience to be challenged before the movie comes out to do that accent. You need to decide now, what is your grace-filled response for those jackass questions that come on the red carpet or that come from so-called fans? They think they're showing their inside knowledge by asking such questions. They think they're being clever. So give it to them and remember to be grateful for them, because without them, you have no career. You do need those fans and those press folks, as jackassy as they could be. You need them. So you got to find a way to jam with them in a way that doesn't hurt your heart, piss you off, send you into a blind rage fire. You got to have some grace-filled responses ready. So what I encourage in our brand blitz is for actors to always come up with, what are the questions you never want asked and how are you prepared to answer them? You know, for me, if somebody wants to ask me about politics, I'm going to say I don't actually talk about politics, but I'm really excited about this project and I'm so happy to have cast this. And honestly, my favorite part about working on this was getting to have the opportunity to huddle again with this director with whom I've worked on several projects, but this one we really are the most excited about. You basically show them you are running the interview. You're not always going to be successful with this. There are going to be some people who will harp on it and harp on it and harp on it and keep challenging you. The interview that I saw the other day with the actress who was asked, you know, "Let us hear your American accent." She actually giggled. You could tell she didn't have a response ready. And then to stall for time, giggled, charming, totally on brand. And then when she recovered, she said, "You're going to have to wait and see the movie." And I applauded her for that, because she was able to come up with a grace-filled response. And of course, they could have continued on and pushed and said, "No, no, no, we want to hear your accent." And then they're the assholes. I mean, they already are from jump, but at least this way, she came across looking grace-filled. And it's very important, because if you can be edited to sound like a jackass, they will turn it around on you. So you have to come up with your grace-filled response. Matthew Perry, I recall, put his hand up to his ear like he couldn't quite hear the question that was being asked. You know, he sort of did a like, "I'm sorry, can't quite hear you," and then took another question from the audience. So he basically avoided it altogether. I think Tina Fey has something in her book about being asked about the scar on her face and how that basically tells her the quality of the person, if it's somebody who would ask that kind of question. It's really interesting to brace yourself for that. And what I say is, if you are out there holding up your imaginary golden shiny trophy and practicing your acceptance speech in the mirror already, and I know you are. If you're not, you better be. Come on. I know you are. If you're practicing your acceptance speech You should also be practicing those press corps moments. You should be practicing those junkets. You should be practicing that backstage after your acceptance speech and you forgot to thank your agent or your spouse or the casting director and you have that moment. You need to be practicing what you say when you're in hour 10 of press on a mind-numbing junket or when a fan comes to you with a question about an estranged family member. What is your grace-filled response for handling that? Start practicing that now. That's red carpet ninjosity, and you might as well go ahead and start. As always, thanks for joining me. This has been Bonnie Gillespie, and until next time, keep creating.